Kia ora koutou. I'm Stephen Day, and you're listening to Arahikoi Aotearoa, stories about people who create, care for, and treasure tracks and trails in Aotearoa. The 38-kilometre link pathway Te Ara Tūhono between Picton and Havelock is nearly complete. We talked to Rick Edmonds, one of the instigators for the pathway, to find out about its history. The genesis of the link pathway was about 15 years ago, says Rick. Locals noted that there was nowhere people could go for walks and enjoy the Marlborough Sounds environment, other than on the edge of the road.
The Queen Charlotte Drive, the road between Picton and Havelock, is as narrow, as windy, and there is absolutely no footpath or area for pedestrians or even cyclists to get off that road. And yet there's lots of people who either live here or who come here on holidays who want to enjoy the environment and just had nowhere to go for wanders.
And yet, there was all this public crown land throughout the Sounds, which wasn't accessible.
So the vision was hatched to make some pathways, make some cycleways, some tracks in that public land that would just mean people could access the communities, the lookouts, just go for walks and get off the road. So from that vision, a few of us on the weekends started building a bit of a track and a bit of public land in the Sounds and made about a kilometre of pathway in the first year, totally by hand, with absolutely no costing, no funding, just doing it voluntary labour. And when it was finished, we got the mayor out to declare it open and all the locals came and had a barbecue and all the kids rode their bikes along this bit of track and we thought, wow, this is awesome. We can actually do this. So it grew from there. But of course, we had to get more organised and better management and sharper with things like the Resource Management Act and Health and Safety. We had to get far more organised with our infrastructure to get serious funding. And with some serious funding, we were able to go to subcontractors and get specialist people to help us with bridges and boardwalks and cutting through rock faces and all the things that we had to do that we couldn't just do with casual volunteers. We just grew with the project as we tried to do more and more sections of it. To the stage now, we're 15 years later, we have completed 38 kilometres with about another three or four to do. We've raised about $1.5 million to build the whole thing. We've got engineers and contractors and all sorts of expertise involved, and everybody's getting really, really excited at getting close to having finished the whole project.
Among the organisations that supported the pathway are the Marlborough District Council, the Department of Conservation, Port Marlborough, the Rata Foundation, New Zealand King Salmon, Kathmandu, Outward Bound and Te Araroa.
To begin with, when you went to council and to DOC, and to funders and sponsors, they said to us, look, you know, great vision, we catch the potential of what you're wanting to do, but we are looking to see whether you can actually achieve your vision. Can you do this? And so what we started out doing was just, as I said, just doing little short sections that we could do and got momentum, got credibility, and were able to go back to council, back to DOC, back to sponsors, and get all that support that was so necessary for the harder sections. And we've done it because we've got the credibility over the small sections. Because there are so many little subsections, it's not like the Heafy Track or the Milford where you start at one end and you pop out the other. With the link pathway, there's all these little sections that link communities. And obviously you've got the road going through it all as well. And so you've got little sections that could be half a kilometre long, could be 2 or 3 kilometres long. There's about 6 or 7 little sub-entities of the link pathway. And as we finish these, we haven't waited until we've done the whole thing to declare it open, but we've opened each little section as we've done it. And they're kind of standalone pathways between communities.
The pathway is also an interesting link to the region's history, as Rick explains.
As I started to explore and survey, I stumbled upon these old bridle paths that were totally forgotten about and had been abandoned 150 years ago. when the main road was built, when the Queen Charlotte Drive was built, they sort of abandoned these bridle paths. So I found all these old, disused pack tracks that the miners and the early settlers had built, and we've incorporated those into the link pathway. So probably about 20% of the link pathway is on these old bridle paths. And it's kind of neat that all the work these early settlers put into building them to make pathways between communities, which were kind of forgotten about and abandoned, that we are now resurrecting them and we are using them for their original purposes.
The pathway has become an important addition to Te Araroa, connecting the Queen Charlotte track to the Pelorus Bridge.
Te Araroa was here before us. They obviously had the vision to go right through the country, and we are plumb in line with where they come through. And obviously there are some big sections of Te Araroa that people just have to use due to the road. And so as we started to create some public pathways on public land off-road, Te Araroa started getting very interested in what we were doing, because we were obviously achieving some of their unfulfilled vision as well with sections of edges of the road that were being used by the public. So probably about two-thirds of the link pathway is Te Araroa Trail, and now people that come off the Queen Charlotte track join up with the link pathway and come all the way through the Havelock and further on towards Pelorus.
And what next?
We're going to Nelson. Yeah, so the vision has kind of grown ahead of us, and now that we've pretty much knocked off Picton to Havelock, we are saying, okay, we're going to keep going beyond Havelock, up the Pelorus Valley, over the Maungatapu Saddle, and join up with some of the walkways that Nelson have in place and come down to Nelson, which will then link us with all the walkways and cycleways all through Tasman and Nelson. And people say, well, goodness, that's a whole big addition to the vision. But actually, when you think about what we've achieved, getting from Picton to Havelock, and the terrain and the vegetation and the challenges we faced with the Marlborough Sounds geology, going further from Havelock up the flat, open Pelorus Valley over the existing Maungatapu Saddle is actually pretty straightforward.
Yep.
So we'll do it.
On that ambitious note, I'll leave Rick Edmonds and his team to their hard work. I'm Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission, Arahikoi Aotearoa. Hei kona mai.